Life Audio.
A Prayer for Patience, Bravery, and Courage by Tiffany Tibault, read by Leah Martin. Wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord. Psalm 27:14. Patience, or a lack of it. Every single day, the challenge for patience comes my way. Sometimes I can see it coming, but then other times I'll find it staring me right in the face, mocking me, testing me, and waiting to see what I'll do about it. Waiting patiently is a daily, lifelong discipline. We have to wait for meals to be ready, for paychecks to come, for traffic lights to change, and mostly for other people. Every single day, we have to be patient in our thoughts, our words, and our actions. We also must wait patiently for the Lord. Often we pray for people in situations over and over again, waiting for an answer that never seems to come. This verse not only tells us to wait patiently for the Lord, but then it says that we're to be brave and courageous. We are to be brave. We can choose to be brave in the moment of crisis without fear. In those painful and difficult situations that come our way, we must wait for the Lord to answer our prayers. He has before, and we can be confident that He will do so once again. We are to be courageous. As we confront our painful and difficult situations, even as we struggle with fear in the midst of it. Courage means making the determination in your mind that you'll face your difficulties head on. You can have that courage because you know that you have God on your side. It says in Jeremiah 32:27, "Nothing is too difficult for me." Psalm 27:14 says, "Wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord." It not only tells us to wait patiently for the Lord, but it states it two times. Regardless of the situation, regardless of the level of fear that we have, we're to wait patiently for the Lord to do what He will do. That posture of waiting is probably the most important thing we can do in our lives. So step aside and let God be God. If we can give Him the opportunity to move in both our lives and the lives of others, it could turn out to be the most amazing thing ever. 2 Peter 3:9 says this, "The Lord is not slow in keeping His promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." Since God is patient with you, you can absolutely be patient while you wait on Him. He loves you. He's with you. Turn to Him at all times and in all situations, and wait with expectation to see what He will do. It will be amazing. Let's pray. Dear Lord, as I go through my days, facing each of the situations before me, I pray that you give me the strength to be patient as I wait for you to move in every single one. Help me to be brave and courageous when the fear grows strong and the time passes so slowly. Help me to cast fear far away as I keep my eyes on you in every single situation today. In your name I pray. Amen.
you want to better understand the Bible and give biblical answers to those who ask you about your faith? Hi, this is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Podcast Show. Listen to us weekly as we bring the truth often found in the ivory towers of seminary down to the steeple towers of the local church. Join me along with many of the nation's top theologians as we offer answers to life tough questions from an apologetic perspective. Subscribe to the show at lifeaudio.com.